Microphone check, check, check. Microphone check. Testing, testing. I see some comments. What? CW? Okay. Mark G. What are you talking about, Mark G? All right. Okay. Testing, 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 testing. Press. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Let's see some comments. What's up? What's up? What's up? I'm headed to Sacramento. I'm headed to Sacramento. Where my people at? I'm headed to Sacramento. I'm headed to San Jose, Brownsville, Alamo, Texas. We got a lot to talk about. We're live on Meta. We're live on Facebook. We're live on YouTube. And we're live on Rockfin. It's my first time going live on Rockfin. All my people on Rockfin, let me know. Let me know if it's working. Let me see. Let's open up the Rockfin app. What are y'all up to today? I had to go to the DMV today. All right, let's sign into the Rockfin app. Meanwhile, y'all have time to leave some comments. Boy. So many apps. How is y'all's day going? I hope it's not stressful, man. I hope it is not stressful. I hope y'all not having to deal with a bunch of BS. Please tell me y'all don't have to deal with a bunch of BS, man. All right, let's log in. Let's try this again. Log in. Okay, it says I'm live. Let's see.
How's y'all's day going? I hope it's not stressful,
man. It looks like it's working. Okay, bit. Bit. Okay, first time going live on Rockfin. All right, let's look at these comments, man. Yeah, I saw E40 got kicked out of a Warriors game. What was that about? Why did E40 Fonzarelli, loyal to the soil, Mr. Sprinkle Me himself, Why on earth would you kick out E40 from a Warriors game? Does anybody know the context? What was that about? Who has that kind of power and authority? The lady that had him kicked out, what was her complaint? What was that about? And I'm headed to Sacramento, man. I'm headed to Sacramento. How you going to kick out Easy Feezy? You know, I heard E40 doing a track with Big Cinnamon Records. I heard E40 got a track coming with Big Cinnamon himself, Big Cinnamon Records. Anybody know the reason? So he was getting heckled? So was he getting heckled? Or he was cheering too hard for the... Was she a fan for the other team? I don't know. Somebody please. Like, I need to catch up on that whole topic. I have no idea. I mean, of course, you know, the media, I don't know. I know they're trying to turn it into a racial thing. I just don't have enough context. Let me see. Yes, sir. Mario Superstar Salazar. Big Don. Y'all already know, man. We coming to Brownsville and Alamo, Texas this weekend. You see the dates at the bottom. Brownsville, 421. Alamo on 422. Y'all be ready. After 420, we'll see how my lungs are doing. Does anybody know how you can test your lungs? Because you know what I'm saying, like, you know how the doctor tells you to take a deep breath? What happens if you smoke a lot of weed? What happens to your lungs? Can anybody please tell me that? Because I've had the doctor ask me, like, breathe deep in again. And he's like, you smoke? And I was like, nah, man, what you mean? Of course, I didn't admit to that. But I was curious. I was curious, like, bro, what do you hear? How can you tell? Am I wheezing? What's going on? Big shout out from El Paso, Texas. Shout out to everybody came out to the shows, man. Daria says whistling clears lungs. So if I whistle a lot, it'll clear my lungs? Wow. There are some powerful comments on here. I don't even know if I can pin this one comment. This dude is calling out a whole political party and saying that anybody that supports that political party also supports a bunch of crazy stuff. I think people don't be knowing that's what's on their side. You know what I'm saying? I think Raza hasn't gotten a memo. Like, hey, bro, like Latinos that are Catholic and they voted for this regime and you want a list, you voted for them and they put you on the list because you Catholic. I mean, it looked like they're against family values. I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm pretty biased. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you. He also goes, Paul also goes on to say that if you support that one political party, that they want to remove our Second Amendment rights. Well, it sure does seem like it. But we are on YouTube and we are on Facebook. So we're not going to pin that comment because I want to keep this page. So, they said E-40 cussed out the lady that got him kicked out. Is that true? Did y'all see? All right, this is really what I want to talk about, man. All right, everybody right now. Everybody right now. Did y'all see the attack of the Edgars in L.A. when they ran up in a convenience store, like a gas station or something? That's broke the glass. Took thousands of dollars, all the Takis, all the hot Cheetos, todas las cocas mexicanas, carnal. It was literally fools gone wild. ¿Y qué les va a pasar a esos muchachos? Is anybody going to get a ticket? Where the parents at? Is anybody going to get in trouble? Did anybody get arrested? I mean, I ain't no snitch, but I mean, dog, these little kids be so dumb. Like, you really falling for the okie doke, man. If you out there thinking like, no, vamos a quemar llanta, carnal. We're going to do donuts and bump corridos and we're going to edge each other up and get a badass Edgar cut. And then they started breaking windows to the convenience store like some crash dummies. How do y'all feel about it? How do y'all feel about that? I see a lot of comments. How you feel about the attack of the Edgars, man? I mean, is that considered Democrat activities? I ain't seen not one MAGA hat. I'm just saying. If there was a MAGA hat, then they'd have been like, all right, we got to get them now. Come on. Y'all can't be doing this, man. Come on. But since it was Edgar's, they're like, oh, it's just troubled youth. It's just troubled youth. You know, they're from different root causes and socioeconomic conditions and poverty, impoverished immigrant communities lead to crime because they're poor, pobrecitos. They just wanted Takis for calories, just for sustenance. They weren't being cagapalos stealing condoms. Se robaron todas las baterías y los chapsticks. All the Sour Patch Kids. Estaban echando gasolina. Anyway, how y'all feel about it, man? How y'all feel about it? My boy Harold Cano said it must be Democrat activities because ain't nobody saying nothing. Ain't nobody doing nothing. Them little kids get a pass, bro, just because they Edgars? Les faltaron unos chanclazos a los Edgars gone wild. All right. Did y'all see the poor, innocent teenage youth in Chicago? The poor, innocent teenage youth. They organized hundreds of them, and in solidarity to protest against, I don't know what they were doing, but pobrecitos, déjalos. Nobody got in trouble. I don't think anybody got in trouble. You had all these kids. You're not allowed to comment on any of the demographics of the kids in Chicago that were hopping all on the buses, busting the windows to the Teslas, breaking the windows to the businesses, beating up white women, running around, flipping cars, setting fires, looking like Antifa Jr. in Chirac, Chiganistan. What is the media going to say? Does anybody know? Is anything going to happen? Like, all of a sudden, they ain't got facial recognition. All of a sudden, the cops are outnumbered. I heard the new mayor, that new mayor they got down there, I heard the new mayor was like, oh, man, you know, these kids, bro, kids gonna be kids. I really don't know what the hell said, but I want to see what y'all think, man. A ver, man, I'm kind of tired today. I don't know what it is. A little bit tired today. I'll make sure I take my vitamins. I missed MMA class today. I mean, not MMA. I missed jiu-jitsu today at 10:30 because my wife and I had to go renew our driver's licenses, bro. And come to find out, my wife was like, oh, after sitting there for a couple hours, she's like, oh, I think I could have renewed yours online and you could have went to class. Bro, I ain't been to my jiu-jitsu class here in Houston for like at least a week. And she's like, oh, why don't you go to the evening class? I said, well, evening class is MMA, and somebody's going to try to go for my knee. And I don't know what Baby Glock is going to do. Baby Glock might respond, and Tiger might get out the cage if somebody goes for my right knee. So, all right, Juan Salazar says, all that mess and drama they doing over there, they need to keep it over there. Keep it over there. Can we do an experiment? Could we have a major city in America be like Republican run? Could we try that? How often are mayoral races? Is that every 2 years? How long do mayors be in office? And how many times could they like re-up and re-win? Could we try that? Man, I know people are gonna say, bro, when it's local like that, those kind of positions, it's not really about party. Okay. So I'll take that back. Could we have a conservative mayor? Like anybody? San Antonio, y'all want to try it? Dallas? Austin? Austin's such a mess. I don't know, dog. That wouldn't even. But like, I know Houston ain't going to go for it because, we can't have that. They finna tear everything up. They finna mess up everything. I'm just saying, bro, I'm born and raised in Houston. I love Houston. Houston's awesome. But the traffic getting bad, the crime getting bad, and these district attorneys, these George Soros-backed district attorneys is out here being woke, and they letting out the criminals, and then they go kill a grandma at 10 a.m. on a Saturday at a CVS. And it's like, damn, why he do that? Because y'all just let him out. Y'all let him out on Friday night. And then he killed somebody Saturday morning. And then at what point are people going to get tired of these damn fentanyl overdoses? Where little kids be at a party like, hey, man, I got this Xanax from my mom's pill cabinet. We should all take one. And then somebody's kid end up taking the fake one that's laced. And now that done destroyed the whole family and the whole community. You know what I'm saying? Now you got heartbroken parents and some pinche desmadre, way. You can't even experiment. Like, kids can't even experiment with nothing these days. Like, back in the day, bro, like, you was coming up in the 80s and 90s. Somebody pass you a little blunt. You can hit the little blunt. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, yeah, everything could be laced. But it seemed like nowadays, with that border crisis we got, like, at what point are people going to be like, don't we know who's making all the fentanyl? Don't we know the factory and the person's name and their government knows where they're at and they bring it and they sneaking it through the border in all kinds of ways. They bring it all kinds of ways, but mainly through the border, I'm sure, because we don't control the border no more. If we don't control the border no more, do we even have a border? Riddle me this, Batman. If you ain't got no control of your border, do you even have a border? Who's running the border? Oh, I get it. They tricked everybody into voting for a huge wealth transfer into the hands of the cartels. So basically, the cartels, they get money with both hands right now. They get money hand over fist, both hands in the cookie jar, getting all the shmoney. Meanwhile, Mexico being overrun by all these people coming through, and they're like, a la madre, a cabrón, mira, chinos, haitianos, vienen de Rusia, vienen de raza de Ukraine, mira, Venezolan, Colombia, golly, Cuba, Mexico, like, golly, bro, close that door. They running through here. Okay, my boy Matt Dog calling y'all out. When y'all gonna sign up for the Patreon? Man, you know how it is, bro. You know how it is, big dog. 505 New Mexico in the house. Stand back, stand by. Das. EB said, thank you for addressing this issue. I'm just curious, man. Like, when are people gonna put two and two together? Like, bro, like, pobrecitos, wey, los chinitos. Back in the day, if I'm not mistaken, England, Great Britain, they had so many Chinese people hooked on opioid. What is it? Was it opium? Like heroin of some form, fashion, some type of heroin. Basically, they had so many people hooked on this stuff that they were able to just run the tables on them. It just destabilized their whole society. At what point are we going to grow a brain and figure out, like, bro, come on, dog. It's crime out the wazoo. Fentanyl. I mean, they got they weaponized the teenagers. George Soros weaponized the teenagers. Like, these little teenagers, they don't even know. They think they're having fun, but they crash dummies. Like, you're being used to threaten small business. You're being weaponized to turn these cities into Gotham City. Pinche raja, pinche raza pendeja, raza, no mames. Let me see. Okay, yeah, y'all want to talk politics today. Paul Verdin, he said, majority Hispanics have woken up here in California West Coast. Majority? Not according to my TikTok comments. All my TikTok comments, a lot of them, is like, dude, shut up, bro. You're just mad because your papi Trumpas lost, fool, because Joe got 81 million votes, dog. Like, y'all can't beat us, fool. You're just mad, dog. You're just mad, fool. You're mad, dog, because your papi Trumpi. Like, bro, I just wanted a strong dollar and peace. I just didn't want World War III and inflation. Let me see this comment. Mexico has failed in creating better infrastructure. Well, Biden's border policy is turning Mexico into a narco state. The cartels already had too much power. We're giving them more power. Your boy Brandon got it set up to where the cartels are going to make more money. And then the people they killed in Reynosa that supposedly went over there for a BBL, aka BRICS. I don't know what they were over there for, but like the people that got kidnapped and killed by the cartel in Reynosa, the American citizens, What happened? Ain't no, yeah, ¿qué pasó? They're like, oh shit, well, I don't know. They killed some Americans. Da cabrón. Y'all drinking Bud Light still? Somebody let me know. Tour dates. Don't forget. Sacramento, that's already what? This Wednesday, Sacramento. This Thursday, San Jose. This Friday, Brownsville. This Saturday, Alamo, Texas. I'm crisscrossing the country to bring y'all these jokes. What? People are getting paid to protest, my G? My boy Harold Cano said, facts. When all the BLM stuff popped off after George Floyd, he says, there's a legend. He says, some of my son's friends were getting paid to go protest, aka create chaos in downtown Houston. Yes, Teeny, I have read that. No. I heard the one, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Is that the same thing? It's right here. ¿Cómo se dice, güey? Ulalio Hipólito. We'll just call you Lalo. He said Biden is making us fall off. And if Trumpitas was in charge, we'd never be this weak. I don't know if y'all know this, dog, but we kind of falling off. Nobody would have ever thought. Nobody would have ever thought. All these countries done turn their back on us, bro. We done been bailing out. How many deals we done did with Brazil and France? We done been bailing out all these people. And I know how I said it. We done been bailing them out. And now they turned their back on us, bro. They're like, hey, man, how we finna trade this petroleum, dog? Y'all seen what the dollar... Y'all seen what the dollar? I think we should get off the dollar. In 2 years, bro. In 2 years. I didn't think he was going to make us fall off that fast. I tried to warn everybody, but golly, in 2 years? Whew. Wow, son. What's up with your boy, Dalai Lama? Hey, what's up, sister? What is going on? What is up with your boy Dalai Lama? Pinche viejo mañoso se pasa. Pinche viejito mañoso. Pinche viejito mañoso, carnal. Why are the elites like this? Why are the elites like this? And they just put it all in your face. They just put it all in your face. Ya les vale, wey. Ya les vale. Look at this. They got America looking weak. Gacho weak, brother. Gacho weak. I mean, falling off in record time. Economy falling off. We done sent so many bullets to Ukraine. Are we going to have any left in case something pops off in the South China Sea when China decides to take Taiwan? I know the AI is tripping because all these words I'm saying. But with Raza, you can't speak code on some of this stuff. You can't be like, them people finna take them things. And they got them, they surrounding them boys. And they testing them. And they got them things in the water. And my boy calling me. I got to call him back. Can I call you later? Sorry, bro. I know you're doing me a favor. What was I saying? Yeah, like I know I'm throwing off the AI, but you gotta how they make it hard to even talk about this stuff because you scared to lose your whole account. Anyway, we could just switch it up, whatever. A ver qué dice aquí, Mallorca's. What does it say? What are you got? Mallorca's running the border. He won't do a damn thing. He lies constantly and they won't. Yeah. Yeah. This regime, bro, they're all about optics, smoke and mirrors, and photo ops. And they'll lie to your face. Like they'll ask that dude Mallorca's, they need to impeach him. They'll ask him, like, hey, man, so do we have, is it a crisis on the border? Is there chaos? I wouldn't call it that. You know, it's like y'all have broken every record with the amount of people. Like, there's so many people. There's so many bad things that happen as people try to come from other countries and they go through the Darien Gap in Panama. Bro, y'all don't even want to know. Y'all don't even want to know. You can't even talk about this stuff in the daytime on a computer. Y'all don't even want to know how bad, how disgusting. Like, they don't. Si hizo pendejo el güey. They brought him up in front of, I think in front of Congress or some, one of these Senate hearings. And they were like, y'all know what these wristbands, bro? You know what different color wristbands? Do y'all know what all this means? And, no manches, bro. They've broken every record. We have zero control over the border. Shout out to Pie Tequila, man. Pie Tequila, official sponsors of the Red Pill Tamales podcast. Pie Tequila is also sponsoring all my Texas tour dates. So when we go to Brownsville, when we go to Alamo, when I do San Antonio, a major announcement coming about Houston. Y'all get ready. Major announcement. Pie Tequila is the official sponsor. Somebody said, it's not Dalai Lama, it's the Dale Lengua. No manches, carnal. Let me see. Harold Cano said, Brandon did everything he said Trump would do. Y la raza se la creyó. Okay. Let me see. Paul Verdín, boy, he's on it today. Man, why you ain't a member of the TIA, bro? Why you ain't in the Tamil Intelligence Agency? Stand back, stand by. That's. He said, Chingo, what about all these, quote, immigrants coming from Ukraine and Belarus and Romania and Russia and China and India, and they have government programs to live straight into wealthy communities, get high amounts of money and free medical care and school. Meanwhile, Latinos from Central South America straight to the ghettos and flooding El Paso. No, es un pinche desmadre, carnal. Es un pinche desmadre. I mean, is our military even ready, bro? Like, no offense, but they had to already lower the requirements. Like, all right, bro, you ain't got to do that many pull-ups. You ain't got to run that fast. All right, bro, you could be a little fat. You could be a little fat soldier. I'm not saying all the soldiers are fat. But now they got them doing some little weird shit. Like meanwhile, other countries getting ready. Like, they are ready. And we over here, like, you see clips of a Navy chick that's like, yeah, I just really like that I'm allowed to be gender fluid and non-binary. And I attended a spoken word thing on the submarine. And we had a nice thing that it celebrated everybody's differences and this and that and that and this. And I ain't heard nothing about no push-ups, no burpees. They sissifying everything. A ver, vamos a ver aquí. Salty refried bean says, this is what's going to happen. It pops off in Taiwan. Ammo becomes scarce. Executive order to make the ammo companies sell only to the military. Ammo prices skyrocket and become scarce for us. Boy, I'm going to let you call it. I'm going to let you tell it, Big Da. Harold Cano. This is a big one, man. First Amendment. He says, I really don't understand how people don't see all the damn censorship coming up little by little. They're like, hey, you can't tell mean jokes. You shouldn't be allowed to say that. Hey, you can't talk about Jada Pinkett porque it's rude. Well, guess what? Comedy isn't nice. I do comedy for a living. All the funny shit is shit that you be thinking and can't say. All the funny stuff is all the truthful stuff. All the funny stuff is like not nice. How you gonna roast somebody and you're like, look at you with your nice haircut? I mean, you could be like, I bet you be getting all the girls, you know, you're like gordito pero empeinadito. Like, there's ways, you know what I'm saying? But I'm so glad that a lot of my woke fans fell off and they not around no more, because all that victimhood, victimization, you need a safe space, you triggered, and you offended by everything, please don't come to a show. Do not attend anybody's comedy show if you're one of these tattletale-ass people. You over here just, I heard what you said. We finna cancel you. You said something mean. We're gonna cancel you. Wait till they see this clip out of context. Wait till they see this clip on TikTok. They're really gonna hate you now. Vicente Rodriguez, I'll see you in Alamo, brother. I'll see you on 422 for sure. Somebody said Mexicans need reparations. Yeah, I don't know about that. Paul Verdín, he said he finna sign up to join the TIA. This might be conspiracy talk right here, but I mean, I'm gonna let you call it. They said they didn't see some of them people from over there in Odessa, claiming they were in the Permian Basin for some military training, but didn't speak no English. They use an AI, bro. The military generals, they use an AI. Like they already asked when they saw the supercomputer beat the best Go player. Anybody know what that game is? It's kind of like a Chinese chess, basically. And computers were never able to play Go because it requires too much like improvisation and instinct, and it needs to be a little bit unpredictable, I think. It's not just like a computer chess game, which they are good at chess, but this particular game called Go, something like that, from China. When they saw that the artificial intelligence beat the best Go player, they went like this. Somebody give me one of them AI things and ask it, how do we beat America? And then that shit gave them the answer from within. A ver, saludos para unos saludos allí. A ver, you said you're going to go to Sacramento. Yes, this Wednesday, Sacramento. I'll be at the Punchline, number jokes. That's. I won't necessarily be stressing y'all out with all this kind of talk. It's just straight jokes. What is this? Now they censor words and actions in videos and everything we consume like they do over there. Do they not see how we walk in right into the turning into the communist states of America? Yeah. Okay, Josue said, hey, the Marines are ready, big dog. Don't get it twisted. Yeah, shout out to the Marines, man. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Who is that? They said, need to get an interview on Real Life Productions. I don't know who that is. No, I don't really get hecklers at the shows, thank God. We got to talk about this, then I'm gonna log off. We got to talk about this, and y'all not gonna believe me. Y'all got to do y'all's own research, bro. Do y'all know that multiple states in multiple school districts have satanic clubs for the kids for like grade school, and they got a jingle? They got a sales pitch. They do stuff in the community. And they even have like a person that's like not ordained, but like approved by the satanic church to be at the school running these clubs with your kids and you not be there. I think the parents could ask permission to be there. Pero de todos modos, carnal, they trying to pitch this satanic club. They did a jingle and it basically says like, Satan's not an evil guy. He looks for truth and asks why. We can help him find the truth. And like, he loves everybody regardless if they're, you know, straight, gay, black, white, yellow, brown, whatever. So they trying to make Satan sound like he's fun and innocent and inclusive, and he loves everybody, and he don't judge. Like, he's the fun person. How y'all feel about that, bro? They literally got, we done flew past the drag queen story hour. Drag queen story hour was right here. We at Satanic After School Club. Bud Light, that's over here. The Bud Light Trans has a bush, that's over here. Drag queen story hours over here. Sissifying your military, that's over here. We over here with it. Satanic kids club at the school. And the way they do it is, y'all fact check me, everybody in the comments, y'all do your own research. Or tune into more Red Pill Tamales, right? This is the live version. The way they do it is, they find the schools that are able to have a like Christian club, and then the Satanic church comes in and they're like, oh yeah, well, we're a religion too. And the parents are scared to say anything because they out them, they attack them, they basically put you on a list, probably put your address out there, threaten you, harass you, try to ruin your life to shut you up. Am I tripping? Anybody? Have y'all heard about this? What else they be doing? The churches are afraid to speak up. The churches ain't even combating it. They just, hey man, look, bro, we got to compete and not be so judgy. Okay? We just going to mind our business because we're trying to get more people in the church. We're not trying to like be going around being so holy roller. Ain't that about a bitch, bro? Let's see. Okay, who's playing victim, Isidro? Bro, it's easy to play victim. Who? Who is? Now, I know you're not talking about me. Look at this one. Wow, it's been a while since you've been in El Chuco. Are you for real, bro? You're kidding me, right? You for real, Tammy? That was like last week. I just did five shows. I just did five shows in El Paso, and you missed all of them. No manches. Yep. Let me see. When are you coming to the DF Dub? Check out my website. I think I'm doing Arlington Improv this year. Let's see. Let's scroll down. Let me see. Okay, Jeannie says, so glad you're coming to NorCal. I saw you playing in Sacramento. What? Oh, yeah. I saw you're going to be in Sacramento on Wednesday, April 19th. I'm a couple hours away in San Francisco. And I'll be in San Jose the day after. Okay, I got you, Isidro. Oh, Juan, I did go live on TikTok. I did. I already did that. And that's where all the woke people are. They're like, you're just mad because your puppy Trumpa is full. Like, he was ruining it. He was ruining everything. And then Brandon's trying to clean up all his mess, bro. Brandon's trying to fix everything, bro. Teeny, I'll be at Zany's. I'm going to be at Zany's this year. Okay, they said come to SoCal. I am coming to SoCal. Hey, I'm over here doing my I was doing my taxes this morning. I know it's late. I was over here trying to do my taxes, bro. And SoCal got a lot of love, man. Thank you, Ricky Samora. Thank you. Yes, I'm coming to SoCal. UFO sightings. I don't know. I got to see them. I don't know. I really do not know. Because, I mean, I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know. I think if there's really aliens, man, they got some slick stuff to where you're not even going to be able to detect them. They tried to say that stupid balloon was alien. Oh, it's a UFO, bro. Come on, bro. You telling me aliens gonna use a balloon now? It's not another government or our government. You telling me aliens are using what a big old balloon to float some shit past our radars? Did y'all hear about them? Those papers that leaked on Discord. Did y'all hear about that? The information that had got out. Let me know, man. Let me know if y'all keeping up with everything. Yes. Shout out to Ranch Hand, man. Is that you, Larry? Is that you? Mary's Creek Cattle Company, M3CTX.com. M3CTX.com. Is that you? Man, we had some of that good, delicious fajitas last night. I got a whole freezer full. I got a whole half calf, a whole half steer of delicious grass-finished beef. Texas raised. Right up the road in Victoria, Texas. So delicious. Y'all know the prices of meat. It's going up and fluctuating. If you can, stock up. At Mary's Creek Cattle, you just put a $400 deposit. And then you can square up and get your whole... You can get a whole cow, the whole steer. Or you can get your half calf. And that alone will fill up your whole freezer, man. You can go right now to Walmart, get your little $150 freezer. I don't know how much they are no more. But you plug it in and you stock up for your family, man. All your choice cuts, ground beef, short ribs, brisket. They even throw the organs in there for you. What you want, man? What you want? Cabeza, lengua, corazón, liver, all that. But mainly a whole bunch of sirloin and T-bones and all of that. So y'all just get ready, man. If y'all keeping up with how these elites, they fly to Davos in their private jet and they keep saying, it's the cows causing all the climate. Don't let these people have beef. Let them eat bugs. They need to get the protein from crickets. Y luego la raza's like, shut up, chingo bling. You're just mad because you're papi trompas. That's not even happening, fool. There's no such thing, dog. You're just trying to use scare tactics, carnal. And, you know, we're oppressed, homie. There's a lot of racism, fool. We just need an electric vehicle. If everybody just wears their mask, carnal, this whole thing could be over with, fool. If everybody just takes their medicine, carnal. Yeah, man, that grooming shit is out there. I see all the comments, man. All that grooming stuff is out there. Spiritual war. Look at all my people on here. Look like members of the TIA, the Tamil Intelligence Agency. Stand back, stand by. All right, we're going to log off in a minute. I know y'all got stuff to do. Vanessa Sandoval says she's been doing that for a few years. Okay, you be buying your whole beef like that, girl? Look at this little hater, man. I don't like Chingo Bling. He wake. Boy, that English whooping your ass, boy. Oye, Hector, abre un libro, carnal. Fajitas is $13.50 a pound in West Dallas. Y'all do realize that fajitas was like poor people food. That y'all know that was scraps, right? That's the chewiest, toughest part of the meat of the cow. And Raza figured out how to make it decent in South Texas. And then you had Ninfa Lorenzo in Houston. She popularized the popular Tex-Mex plate of like fajitas. And now every city in America has a Tex-Mex restaurant that serves air quotes fajitas, whether it's air quotes shrimp fajitas, chicken fajitas, all kind of fajitas. They call everything fajitas now, but it used to be poor people food. It used to be scraps. And now it's $13.50 a pound in Dallas, Texas. For sure. Yeah, we're going to get some RPT in, Big Don. When are you coming to San Antonio? I think that's like in September. San Antonio's like September, something like that. Tundra says, we need somebody other than Trump to win. I think that's just like, what's the word, man? The people that's pushing DeSantis, the people that's pushing DeSantis, they trying to make it seem like he's just like Trump, except with all the, without all the baggage. He's just a nicer version of Trump. And a lot of my friends believe in that shit. Pero yo no, güey, yo no me creo ese pedo, carnal. Ese güey es, no sé, carnal. It's like diet Trump. It's like you getting a knockoff Trump. Like, wannabe, establishment approved, political consultants having ass. No way. And who else you, Tundra Strong, who else do you suggest besides DeSantis? I mean, he did his thing as governor, but he wasn't no Kristi Noem out of South Dakota. Kristi Noem was like, nah, dog, we got Constitution, bro. We got to give people their freedom. New Gervonta Davis versus Ryan Garcia. Uh-oh. We just dropped a new skit. Let me log off. This is funny. Frankie says, yo, I need to make money. Can I do virtual security at the shows? Just set a tablet there, and I'll check the shit out of people on live. That's funny, dog. All right, y'all, I'm gonna log off, man. I'm gonna log off. Look at this. Wow, this person still don't get it. This got to be a troll, man. Look at this. Trump is the death knell in the coffin of America. He ruined everything. That's why we have 4 years of peace and prosperity. I mean, I ain't got my pom-poms out for no party. I ain't got my pom-poms out for no politician. But I like peace and prosperity. I don't know about you, man. I liked having no new wars. I liked when the dollar was hanging in there and you didn't have all these countries shaking hands and in cahoots. All of our enemies are getting together against us, sir. The dollar is falling off, bro. And you know who's going to be the last ones to figure it out? Raza. Mexican Americans are the most gullible and hard-headed at the same time. They believe everything CNN and Univision says and Jorge Ramos. And then you try to show them some shit with facts and logic. And they're like, nah, fool. Nah, doc. Nah, fool. And then everything comes over here. Yeah, fool. Yeah, fool. Yeah, fool. Hey, neta, fool. Yeah, racist, fool. Racism, dog. They're picking on us, fool. Hey, they hate us because they ain't us, fool. And then over here, you're like, hey, bro, they turning us into a third world country, bro. They trying to turn us into like one of these South American countries. Nah, fool. Let me see. All right, y'all. Thank you, Lauren. I appreciate the love. Look at this comment. I wish Damian Fernandez. He said, I'm from Edgebrook in Houston, Southeast. Is it true you own the taco trucks? It is amazing how rumors get started. It's amazing. I wish, Damian. Now ask me, would you be on live right now on Facebook, YouTube, and Rockfin if you owned all the taco trucks on Edgebrook? Let me ask you that. If you owned all the taco trucks on Edgebrook in the southeast of Houston, would you be on live on Facebook, YouTube, and Rockfin? Maybe, showing tacos. All right, y'all, man. I know y'all got stuff to do. I know y'all got stuff to do, man. I'm headed out of town this Wednesday. I'm headed to Sacramento. Come get these jokes. Major announcement about Houston. I will not be at the Houston Improv this year. No Houston Improv this year. No Houston Improv this year. No Houston Improv this year. Major announcement tomorrow. If y'all want to see where my homecoming show, Chingo Bling, hometown, Houston, Texas. Let me know in the comments where y'all think I'm going to be performing in H-Town. Let me know in the comments when Chingo Bling does Houston for his homecoming show. I've been coast to coast, state to state, city to city, and now it's time for me to come home and perform. Let me know in the comments where y'all think I'm going to be. And here's a hint, not the Houston Improv. All right, y'all. I'm gonna look at these comments, but I'm gonna let y'all go. Gracias. Peace.